Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they wanted a good night's sleep at the hotel, but what they got was anything but that.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive without the commercials. You can try it 3 days free if you sign up through Apple Podcasts. Also go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon is here. What's up, sister?
Well, I was just thinking about your sleeping at getting a good night's sleep at a hotel.
I never do.
Same thing happened to me. Like, I was going to Portland recently, Oregon, and I thought, you know, I'll just stay out by the airport the night before and get a good night's sleep. I have to be there real early. I think my plane left about 6 a.m. So, you know, I got to be there by 4:30 or 5. And that night at the hotel, it seemed like a nice Best Western Plus. You know, those are always nice. And it wasn't paranormal, but I would think I almost would have rather had paranormal because there were baseball teams staying there for a tournament. And those kids ran up and down the hall. And then finally, about 12 or 1, that quit. And then about 2 in the morning, it was just a lot of yelling and people carrying on. They were obviously just drunk people. And I looked out and they were all dressed up. Maybe they were coming home from a wedding or something. But why they had to just be in the hall, I'm not sure.
I know.
It did not work very well for, I almost would have rather had a ghost get in bed with me.
Well,
then a bunch of drunk people out in the hall.
You know, it's like sometimes you are at a hotel and you're walking to your room with whoever you're with and you're kind of talking and you don't really think about the people in the rooms for a minute. It's like, oh, shit, I should be quiet because you're just talking. Mm-hmm. And I get how you could kind of forget. But it gets ridiculous.
Yeah,
Like that one time we stayed at that Howard Johnson's in Iowa, which was,
you guys,
that was the worst experience I've ever had at a hotel.
It was the worst.
And even calling the front desk to complain, like, make these people shut up. It's 3 a.m. And it was hotel staff having a birthday party for
them.
I know. And then when I reported that to the manager, she's like, no, that's not the case. And I said, well, then why, when we got here at the end of our night, when we came back to go to bed, did your staff say, yeah, our front desk person is having a birthday party and they're all out in the freaking Holodome or whatever it used to be called?
Yeah, ridiculous. They told us it was them.
Yeah. So anyways, but you know, I never, to be honest, sleep well in a hotel anyway.
You do not.
Mm-mm, no matter what the hotel is, I just don't ever sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I wake up and go, that was a great night's sleep. I'm like, God, I wish I could have slept last night.
Yeah, I do. Do people actually sleep well in a hotel, really? Like, because I always wake up and think, where am I? And I have to look around the room and, you know, finally I think, oh, yeah. Like last weekend, I stayed in Tulsa because we went to a Todd Rundgren concert and I could not figure out where I was. But that's, I do that all the time at a hotel.
Yeah.
I lay there and think, oh, yeah, that's right. We went to a Todd Rundgren concert. We're in Tulsa.
So here's her story. It says, this is story number 3 for me. I have many stories and wanted to keep them in order from my first experience to the present. But at the moment, I just boarded the plane. I travel a lot. I take a lot of road trips. I've stayed in many hotels. Today, I will share some of my paranormal travel experiences. So I think I might be reading these out of order. I just kind of, the way they come in.
Mm-hmm.
By doing this, hopefully I don't conjure anything up and have something waiting for me when I check into my hotel. But here we go. My friend and I took a road trip from Los Angeles to Arizona. Before checking into our hotel, we stopped at my brother's house to hang out until check-in time. We could stretch out our legs after being in the car for 5 hours, and we even took a 2-hour nap. When we left my brother's house, we were energized and ready to take on the nightlife. We stayed at a hotel in Mesa. It was a nice hotel. There was a lot of construction going on in the area, so it was very noisy and loud. The road the hotel was located on was being fixed, which caused a lot of inconvenience getting in and out. With that said, our hotel was pretty empty. The lobby was light and welcoming. However, once we got out of the elevator, the energy shifted. It was eerily quiet because of all the construction going on outside. The walk from the elevator to our room seemed so challenging. It felt as if I was being held back. Every movement felt like it was going in slow motion for me. I looked over at my friend to see if he felt the same. He was breathing slowly, deep breaths, as if he was walking uphill. We each only had one small carry-on sized piece of luggage, so it's not like we were lugging anything heavy. I didn't say anything. I just wanted to get to the room, which was only 7 doors down from the elevator. I opened the door to our room, and the air was thicker than in the hallway. I instantly felt tired. Before I could ask my friend how he was feeling, he said, "What the F? I'm exhausted." I told him I was feeling tired as well, and it was a struggle to get from the elevator to the room. He told me he had a hard time breathing and even started to hyperventilate a little. He hopped in the shower to shake it off while I started to unpack my stuff. Then I felt it. We weren't alone. I had that uncomfortable, paranoid feeling of someone or something unseen hovering at close range and staring into my soul. That I don't like. It's one thing if you're looking at me, but staring into my soul, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
I've had that feeling many times, and I knew this day was going to be a shitty one. I didn't want to say anything to my friend. I knew he would freak out, and I didn't have the energy to deal with that at that moment, so I kept it to myself. When he came out of the shower, he felt somewhat better, but was still exhausted. We had plans to go out that night and have a good time, but we were both drained. No energy, so we stayed in that night. Didn't even get anything to eat. Just laid in bed watching TV, which would randomly turn off by itself. Both of our cell phones couldn't hold a charge. I charged my phone to full battery and it drained to 20% an hour after I took it off the charger, and I wasn't even on my phone. I was watching TV. My friend's phone was on the charger for hours and his battery couldn't get higher than 30%. We were both tired but couldn't fall asleep. The minute I would doze off, my eyes would pop right back open because I could feel something watching me. My friend said he couldn't get comfortable and therefore could not fall asleep. Around 2 a.m., we could hear what sounded like someone rearranging the room on the other side of the wall. There were bumps and bangs, and we could hear doors closing. This went on for about 10 minutes. Well, I thought it was a late check-in, and they were getting settled into their room. Once all of that noise stopped, we started hearing what sounded like someone running up and down the hallway. The steps sounded like a child, short steps with lots of speed. This went on for about 5 minutes. A constant noise ran from one end of the hallway to the other end. Out of curiosity, I got up to see who it was. I waited for the steps to come closer to our door before I opened it. When that moment came and I opened the door, there was nobody there. I looked at both ends of the hallway and nothing. The minute I opened that door, the running stopped. There was nowhere they could have gone. The footsteps were right in front of our door when I opened it. My friend asked who it was, and I told him, "I guess I missed it. The kid must be hiding somewhere." I closed the door and started to walk back to the bed when I heard the running start up again. This time I tried to look out of the peephole, but that was a fail. I'm too short. I get that I'm short too. Anyway, I just waited until I heard the steps approaching our door. I threw the door open again and nothing. Now I walked out into the hallway looking for a kid who wasn't even there. I went to the elevator, but nothing. The hallway was still feeling very heavy. The air was still thick. The lights at the opposite end of the hallway were flickering, and that was my cue to get my ass back into the room. Now we were hearing the banging noise come from next door again. I honestly don't know why we didn't think to call the front desk and complain at that moment. All we did was turn up the volume on the TV and try to get some sleep. I was able to get a few hours of sleep that night, or I should say morning, When we woke up, my friend called the front desk to let them know about all the noise that went on the night before. They told him that there was nobody staying in that room on either side of us or across the hallway. We still had one more night at that hotel, and he made the decision for us to leave. He went downstairs to check us out, and I stayed back to pack everything up. Well, of course, I started to feel the heavy presence again of something or someone staring into my soul. I tried to ignore it and continued to pack. That would be a hard thing to ignore. If you feel like something is staring into your soul, like, that's heavy. That's not just being watched. It's like,
well, it's the second time that she's been alone in the room and then had that really deep feeling, you know, because it happened when he went and got in the shower.
Yeah.
And she was out there by herself unpacking. And now she's packing to leave and he's not in the room because he went down to, you know, cancel, and she's got it again.
I don't know if it's a he or she, because the person who wrote this name, it says Buggy. So I don't know if Buggy's a he or Buggy's a she. They.
Okay. They, yeah.
We'll just do that. It goes on to say, after staring into my soul, I tried to ignore it and continued to pack. I did not want to start digging for the car keys when it was time for us to hit the road. So I took the car keys out of my backpack, placed them on the desk right in front of the TV. That's totally something I would do.
Yeah.
I packed everything up. My friend came back upstairs and started to get all of his things together. He said the guy at the front desk insisted there were no other guests occupying the rooms next to us or across the hall, and his latest check-in the night before was 11:30 p.m. He apologized for the inconvenience and requested a refund to get our money back for the second night. When it was time for us to walk out the door, I went to grab the keys. They were gone. I asked my friend if he had already grabbed the keys, and he said no, because he hadn't even seen them. He asked me where I left them. I told him I placed them right there by the TV. We started looking all over the room. He looked behind the desk and under the desk. I was looking under the bed. We couldn't find them anywhere. So I dump out my entire backpack, no keys. The TV was still on. I sat on my bed. He was lying on his bed. We were both just staring at each other, defeated. I said out loud, "Give me back my keys." My friend asked me what the hell I was doing. I couldn't help it anymore. I told him that I knew there was something in that room. I could feel it, and I know it's messing with us. Now, here's the crazy part. I stood up, and I was slowly running my hands across the desk where the TV was. Now, everything I was doing, I could see. It's out in the open. The desk is in my view. I was watching my hand run across the desk. There are no holes or any nooks and crannies that I could see. It's just a smooth surface with my hand running across it while I'm looking up and down from floor to desk. I was making sure that I checked every inch of the desk and behind it. I got to the end of the desk. I turned around, and what do I see? The car keys right there by the TV where I had left them. I had just ran my hand across that spot and nothing was there. That is creepy. Especially to be so deliberate about it. It's like, okay, I'm not seeing them. I'm going to touch every surface and feel. And then they show up. My friend was watching me the entire time. He said he did not see the keys there the first time I ran my hand through the desk. He didn't see them appear either. He jumped out of the bed and said, "Let's get the fuck out of here." I followed, but when I shut the door, I yelled out, "Thank you." We had to walk through the lobby to get to the parking lot. There were no customers in the lobby, just the front desk guy and a lady from housekeeping. I told them our room was haunted and so is the hallway. My friend came up behind me and told him to let the lady who checked us in yesterday know that she was an asshole for giving us the haunted room. That's so much. He then finished off with, "I'm leaving a Yelp review," and stormed off. The front desk person kept his poker face on, but the housekeeper knew what was up. I could tell by the look on her face. My friend ended up not leaving a Yelp review. However, he called the manager, and they returned the rest of our money. I love that. Your front desk person is an asshole for giving us the haunted room.
Well, but what are you supposed to do, you know, when you work in a place like that? Like, I guess, you know, like, you don't know it's haunted necessarily, right? Unless other people have complained prior to you.
It would be interesting for them to go look at Yelp reviews and see if anybody else has had that experience. Yeah. Like, go to their Facebook page, or if they have one, or the Yelp reviews.
If no one had complained before, you know, it's not really your fault.
But
if
keep in mind,
have complained,
they were tired.
It's a weird predicament.
Yeah,
right?
They were tired. Because, he just spoke his mind.
yeah. And, you know, I get it. Like, you know, I think that keys thing, I think I would have started crying at that point.
And it,
like, my keys being gone. Oh, my God. Like, that's just the biggest nightmare ever.
Well, and then you set them down consciously. It's like, okay, I don't want to dig for these. I'm going to put them right here. So then when we get packed up, I just pick up the keys and go. I'm kind of that person, too. Like, when I travel, I am, it's a little obsessive, and I know, but I'm constantly looking for my keys. So when I get into a hotel room, I will take my car keys and put them in my suitcase because I don't want to have my purse stolen, like has happened to us on vacation before. And luckily that time we had valet parked the car, so did not have my car keys stolen when my purse was stolen. So very lucky there. We were able to drive home. I don't know
But a lot of time you have to take the keys with you because the car's at the airport. Yeah.
So like, I'm the same way. I'm very like, here's where my keys are. When I get to the hotel, I'm putting them in my suitcase.
I would have just been panicked. I mean, I honestly think I would have started crying.
And I think they kind of were.
That would have
been
my breaking point.
Because I think Buggy, they said they were defeated.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have
after that,
that
we were both just staring at each other, defeated. And
I
you know,
get that.
I wonder, maybe they know the place is haunted, but what do? You come in to get a room and you can't really say, hey, before you rent this room, I'd like to tell you this hotel is haunted. You can't really do that.
Yeah, or, you know, do you know it? Has anybody else said anything? Or maybe they have, and still, what do? You know, is that true? I don't know. But I have had experiences with that furniture moving thing. Happened in a house we rented once. In the basement, it would sound like the furniture was moving. And, you know, it's a very frightening feeling to sound like, you know, because it was like a concrete floor in the basement. And it sounded like the furniture was being pushed around on that concrete floor. We went down there and the furniture was in a new arrangement.
But they didn't even have anybody in those rooms either.
Exactly.
It's like, then you find out, okay, what did keep us up all night? Because there's nobody even in the rooms on either side of us or across the hall.
Yeah, there's no baseball team that's up there.
That would make some sense. It's the damn baseball team.
Yeah. People, get control of your children, you know.
Oh, my God. But I'm glad that he didn't leave a Yelp review because it was hardly their fault. There was nobody in those rooms.
So weird. Yeah. Like, I think they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Like, what do?
I did leave a Yelp review for the Howard Johnsons.
Well, they deserved it.
They deserved it. They were
people. We found chicken bones
that were there the entire 3 days we were there.
Yeah. So, I mean, not in our room. They were outside of our room. But they never picked them up.
Oh, and like, it was so gross. It was so gross and so dirty. Like, the vents hadn't been cleaned in years.
Everything was filthy.
The pillows were just the nastiest pillows ever. Like, we were sleeping in our clothes. And we tried to get another hotel room in town, but we couldn't because it was like a big weekend there and it's a small town.
All the rooms were gone.
Oh, it was just absolutely horrible. It was the nastiest place. And I ended up getting $100 back because I wrote the corporate office.
Yeah, but you can't get that day back and that night back.
It was horrible. And it smelled too.
Oh, it was so gross. Everything about it was
gross. Okay. Well, I think that she lived in, or she stayed in a very haunted hotel, and I would like to know where that hotel is so I never have to stay there.
Yeah, that's right.
So here is our next story. It says, I enjoy listening to other people's experiences with the paranormal and was lucky enough to never have an experience of my own until about a month ago. It was mid-morning when my experience happened. My husband had gone out to brunch with his friend while I stayed at home and got ready for the company we were having over soon. I was in our master bathroom listening to some music when I heard a man's voice. Since I was listening to music, I ignored it, thinking it was just from the song. A few minutes later, I heard the voice again, but this time my dog started to howl. We recently taught her to speak on command, and so she will howl on command or when someone is approaching her. I paused my music and I listened to my dog howling, and I could hear a man's voice saying, "Hi, Emma. Hi, puppy." That is a weird thing. I wonder if her name is Emma.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the voice, but decided to text my husband to check if he and his friend had decided to bring their brunch here to eat. But he texted me back saying that they had just been seated at the restaurant. With this knowledge, I texted him back and told him that someone was in the house and I needed him to get home now. I sat in the bathroom and I could no longer hear the voice, but I could hear footsteps on our wood flooring outside of our bedroom door. I grabbed my gun from our closet where we keep them and I was ready to defend myself in case whoever was in my house decided to come into my room when all of a sudden everything stopped. The voice stopped. My dog stopped howling, and I could no longer hear anyone walking. A few minutes later, I heard the garage door open, and my husband and his friend walked into the house. I heard my husband calling for me, so I came out to see that there was no one in the house. All of the doors were still locked. My dog was lying by the sliding door, which was also locked, and all of the windows were closed, and there was no sign that anyone had been in the house. My husband and his friend went through every room and all of the closets, checking to make sure that there was no one hiding anywhere and there was no one to be found. Our house was only built 2 years ago, and we're the first owners, so no one died in the house. However, I did do some research about the land our house sits on and found some interesting information. Not only was the land our house sits on part of a military base up until about 20 years ago, but it was an internment camp where prisoners of World War II were kept. We were not told this when we started building our house. I haven't had any more experiences since that, and I'm hoping I don't have any more. That's anonymous. So I don't know if Emma referred to this person or if Emma was just...
the dog.
Yeah. Dog or another...
I think it was Emma was the dog because he said, "Hi, Emma." Like he was talking to the dog?
Yeah, he said, "Hi, Emma. Hi, puppy." That is so weird, too, because you're just cleaning, getting ready for company, and then you hear a man say, "Hi, Emma. Hi, puppy," while your dog is reacting, howling. Mm-hmm. Kind of sounds like they had a beagle. And because you know how they kind of howl.
They do howl.
But then you hear footsteps and all that, and you're just cleaning your house.
It is so real she went and got the gun.
Yeah, and called her husband. Like, you've got to get home. Yeah, somebody's in the house. Home.
I mean, that's pretty real.
That's interesting that just that one thing happened.
What do you think? You know, we've had stories about, like, possible transitions where it's just somebody transitioning from this, you know, reality to... the afterlife, and that they just have come through the house. Somebody died, and then they kind of just showed up and went through the house, and they were gone.
And there was one that I did on the Grave Talks where we were talking about a story about this particular date when someone died. And every year on that date, this thing would happen. This kid would run down the stairs and say something like, "Hi, Mom." I can't remember what it was. Maybe it has something to do with that. It was more of the date.
Yeah.
Like, might have been the date that person died. And something around that. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe next year on that date, you want to go out to brunch with them?
I would be like, hey, my treat.
Just in case.
In fact, I thought we'd go away for the day. We're going to go to brunch, take a little drive to another town, spend the night, and then we're coming back.
Just in case, you know.
That would be a good idea, actually. But that is so creepy.
It just kind of sort of reminded me of that. Like someone just came through. Now, could it be that it was part of something with this internment camp?
Mm-hmm.
Could maybe.
I definitely think it could have had everything to do with that.
You know, possibly something from there. It just feels oddly like one of those just going through.
Yeah. Oh.
Ghosts. Not necessarily there all the time, but maybe a transition situation.
See, I always find stories like that so interesting. It's one thing if you go to a hotel because you think it's haunted, or you're going ghost hunting, or you're, you know, whatever you're doing, kind of looking for the paranormal. This girl's just cleaning her house.
She's just in the bathroom.
You know, she's just doing her thing, listening to music, getting it cleaned up. We all do that. Yeah. And you're just a million miles away doing whatever you're doing. And then when you hear somebody's voice, that kind of snaps you out of it. Like, what was that? And you know, so specifically hear that.
Yeah. And I always say, you know, chances of having something happen to you, I think, go up exponentially when you have, when you're just doing something mundane and you open up your mind. And, you know, I always say, I think my biggest ones happen when I'm, you know, folding towels or making a bed or, you know, whatever. And I'm just not, because it's something you're not thinking about. You're just rotely doing this thing. Your mind empties. And then all of it, it's as if someone can tap in.
Yeah. So I guess really what you're saying, Kathy, is don't clean your house anymore.
That might be it. It might be hire someone to clean your house.
That's a really good idea.
And then it won't
happen. Go out for brunch with your husband and his friend.
Yeah. And yeah, go to brunch.
So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can sign up to become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.